Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and this is the last episode of 2019. Today, we're going to be looking at Capricorn season. We'll explore the Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse, and then we'll have a look at 2020 from a numerological standpoint rather than an astrological standpoint. Let's start with Capricorn season. It takes place from December 21 until January 19. The mantra for Capricorn is I Master, and it's represented by the mountain goat, in particular its head and horns. Capricorn is the builder and the achiever. Essentially, the goat that step by step makes it to the top of the mountain, no matter how rocky and unstable, because he uses sheer determination, hard work, and diligence. Capricorn is not known for its emotional expressiveness. I've dated a few, I'm related to a few, I'm friends with a few Cap moons and Cap risings. I get it. They don't like to chat about feelings. What they are masters at is practicality, rationality, and of course, determination. How can you channel these traits into your month and into your Capricorn new moon intentions? And instead of getting swept up in heightened emotions, which we can all say tends to happen at this time of year, can you be the goat on the mountain and rise above it? Focus on facts. Stay present. And if you need to write a list or draw a map to make sense of things, then absolutely do it. It's no coincidence that we're met with Capricorn energy as we enter a new year. It's the perfect season to set intentions for long-term results. Make those lists, check them twice, make a plan, create a schedule, get yourself in tip-top shape to succeed. We're going to need this earthy, practical energy for when the solar eclipse sweeps in under the Capricorn new moon. The Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse that takes place on December 26, yes, Boxing Day at 4:13 p.m. in Sydney, 5:13 a.m. in London and 12:13 a.m. in New York. And it kicks off this new eclipse season, which sounds exciting, and it is exciting, but it also means big energy, big shifts. And after a few months of all those things for many of us, this is a warning, I guess, or a heads up that the universe isn't about to let up. We're actually in the midst of a Capricorn and Cancer eclipse cycle, which started in July 2018, if you can think back that far, and it's set to continue until July 2020. And although eclipses come with a whole bunch of intensity, the balance of Capricorn and Cancer energy is actually really quite wonderful. We have the practical, earthy Capricorn balanced with the creative, intuitive, and heartfelt Cancer. It's this balance of masculine and feminine, of fact and flow. In my new course, Make It Happen 2020, which officially kicks off on Jan 6, CART is currently open. Astrologer Jules Ferrari explains this Capricorn Cancer eclipse cycle in detail. She explains Capricorn energy as a reflection of society and Cancer energy as a reflection of home. So there's this real balance between our external and our internal worlds. And we're feeling this globally at the moment, especially when it comes to politics and especially when it comes to the environment, i.e. climate change. But I'll discuss these more as they come up through the year, these specific eclipses as they come up. But just know for now, we've got the solar eclipse in Capricorn happening on the new moon, so Boxing Day. And then with the Cancer full moon that comes on the 10th and the 11th of January. Solar eclipses are like new moons on crack. Sorry, that's probably not the most PC way to put it, but you get what I mean. The energy is heightened, emotions are heightened, but also potential is heightened, opportunity is heightened. There is big, big magic available to us. The energy heightened with this eclipse, like we just discussed, will be the energy of Capricorn. I find on, I find with eclipses that a kind of portal opens to our higher consciousness. So at this time, listen to intuitive downloads. Often little thoughts will transform into strong feelings. And then because it's a new moon, it's the perfect time to take action. So don't fear this intensity. Don't fear the niggles as they come up. Don't ignore them. Feel into them. And then where you can, act on them. This is the time to act on them. Let us also remember, though, that it is Boxing Day. Yeah, so it's the day after Christmas. There's heaps of family around, a bunch of sugary treats, probably copious amounts of alcohol, and, you know, your everyday regular family tensions. And let us not forget those tempting Boxing Day sales. So keep all of this in mind under this solar eclipse. Rise above. Take the high road. Protect your energy and know that it's okay to go for a walk on your own or take an hour chill out time away from other people. So as you all know by now, we set intentions on the new moon. And with this particular new moon, you have the energy of the solar eclipse working with you. And it's actually so advantageous. So remember this when you set intentions, that the key to manifesting them is to take action on them. So if you set intentions for 2020, make sure you also write down some action steps you're going to take to get closer to your manifestation. It's the perfect thing to do with this Capricorn energy that's supporting you. If you want help setting intentions for 2020, I'm running a free intention setting workshop on December 29, so just before New Year's, at 9 a.m. It's a Sunday, so it'll be 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, so you'll need to adjust the difference for where you are. But if you can't make it live, register anyway, and you'll have 48 hours to enjoy the replay. And I'll also be giving away a bunch of exciting things at that workshop that you don't want to miss out on. So do make sure you come along. And if, like I said, if you can't make it live, make sure you register and you'll be able to watch the replay. It's really going to help you with some of the guidelines that I have around setting intentions that I think really helps people dive deep into the intention setting process. Now, solar eclipses are very much about destiny and setting yourself on the right path. So for many of us, this might mean a course correction. For others, it could mean an elevated advantage to get you ahead. Could be subtle, could be miraculous, it could be obvious as all hell. But no matter what it is, know that this eclipse is intent on you living out your destiny, no matter what form that takes. This solar eclipse will set the tone energetically for 2020. Expect expansion, which always comes with a certain level of contraction. Expect abundance, which sometimes means sitting comfortably in the pockets of nothingness. Expect progress, which often comes with intermittent stagnancy. And there will be lots of transformation, which, if you remember from Scorpio season, always comes with some sort of death. Yeah, so keep all of this in mind as we're moving through not just this eclipse, but 2020. You will get expansion, but it's going to come with contraction. You will get abundance, but there will be pockets of nothingness. You will gain progress, but there's going to be moments of stagnancy. And you will transform, you always do, but the only way for change and transformation to take place is if you allow the deaths to occur. 2020 is a huge year. And like I said, if you want a full astrological rundown of the year, astrologer Jules Ferrari breaks it down as part of my new program, Make It Happen 2020. You receive the video with Jules the minute you sign up for the program. So it doesn't matter when you sign up. You can sign up today or you can sign up in a week. You'll get that video straight away. But the course will officially kick off on January 6th. And you'll get 4 weeks worth of content from me and my panel of experts walking you through how to make it happen in 2020. But we do it with a bunch of really practical and actionable steps. We explore the manifestation equation in detail. You'll be familiar with that if you've read my book, Make It Happen. And then you'll discover the 4 foundational pillars of manifestation. And this is content that I haven't taught anywhere else. So if you're interested to learn more about this course, Make It Happen 2020, you can find the link in the show notes or head to jordanalevine.com/Make It Happen 2020. I've just released a Make It Happen 2020 trailer, which will give you little snippets from each of the interviews that I do with the experts, just so you can get a little taster of what you can expect in the course. And then, of course, in 2020, if you continue to listen to this podcast, I'll break the moons down for you every lunar cycle so you know what to expect. Now, I want to talk to you about the numerology of 2020, but first, a few little bits of info about the Lunar Lover membership. So if you've been listening to this podcast all year and you haven't made the next step, which is to become a Lunar Lover member, I really encourage you to do it. It's the perfect time to become a Lunar Lover because you'll get the opportunity to follow the lunar cycle through the next calendar year. So I always say to people, it's all well and good following and tuning in every now and then, but when you can tap into the energy of the moon as it moves through the zodiac, each moon complementing and working with the one before it and after it, not only does it give you an acute sense of self-awareness, but it also starts to hold you accountable to the cyclical nature of manifestation and our innate ability as humans to balance our need to take action with our necessity to surrender. So if that's something you're interested in doing, moving through the lunar cycle with a group of conscious individuals that are all moving through the lunar cycle together, I really encourage you to become a Lunar Lover member. It's dirt cheap. It's $22 a month. It's cheaper than a lunch out. And you get so many valuable goodies. You get guided meditations, you get journal prompts, you get access to the online moon circle, which really is why everybody's joining and loving it. So you get one on the new moon and the full moon, and it's a little video ritual that I take you through and allow you to really dive deep into the energy, because it's one thing to listen to the energy of the moon when I talk about it on the podcast. It's another thing to completely embody it. And that's what these new moon and full moon online circles allow you to do. So if you are interested in becoming a Lunar Lover member and to follow the lunar cycle in depth with me, click the link in the show notes or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. And there is a 14-day free trial. So you can have a sticky beak around, and within those 14 days, feel free to cancel the membership if you're not enjoying it. But I know that you will. That's why I'm so confident to give a 14-day free trial, because I know you're going to hang around. Okay, 2020 numerologically. But before we dive into it, let's have a little bit of a recap on 2019. Okay, so just so you have a bit of a background, when we look at the years numerologically, the universe actually moves in 9-year cycles. So 2019 was a universal 3-year. And if we had to apply a chakra to it, it's the sacral chakra. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be thinking, but the sacral chakra is the second chakra. Yes, you're right. But the universal 1 year, which was 2017, was actually the earth, what they call the earth star chakra. And it's a chakra that sits in the earth below your root chakra. So in terms of the numbers and the chakras, we're actually one behind or one in front. Yeah, so don't get confused by that. If it's too much for you, let it go. Don't stress about it. Okay, so like I said, 2019 was a universal 3-year. It was related to the sacral chakra. It was about embracing creativity, exploring your own authenticity, and playing around with your self-expression. In 2019, we were being asked to feel into everything that we do. It was very much the year of self-awareness. So you probably got to know yourself really well in 2019. And this may have been through overcoming great adversity. This may have been through some incredible achievements, or perhaps through some tower crumbling moments. Personally, I experienced all of those things in 2019. And yeah, a bunch of them were really painful and heartbreaking. Some things were super challenging and others so very rewarding. But through all of it, I was able to gain better insight into myself. And that was the theme of 2019. Yeah. So it's from this place that anything is possible. The self-reflection and self-awareness piece is the key to manifestation. We have to be able to self-reflect. And this is the gift of any year, but in particular, 2019. So if you have been tested this year, extract the lessons. If you found success in something, make sure that you take the time to show gratitude and dissect what made it so successful. Every path that we walk down is the path we're meant to be on. There are no mistakes. There are no wrong turns. Every challenge can be turned into a reward if we're able to learn and grow. So I want you to take a minute now to think, does that resonate with you? When I talk about 2019 being the year that we were asked to feel into everything that we do, does that feel true for you? Were you able to gain self-awareness this year? Yeah. So all of the Mercury retrogrades that we experienced this year were in water signs. So they really made us drop into our feelings. And the eclipses that we were experiencing, like I said, it was this Capricorn Cancer cycle. So half of them were in Cancer. So there was a lot of heightened energy around another water sign, which was asking us to drop into our feeling state. And I mean, I don't have a lot of water in my chart. So I struggle with feelings. I mean, I can express feelings because I'm a communicator and I'm quite expressive, but to actually feel them is something that I have to consciously do. And that's why I make it such a big part of my manifestation practice. For me, 2019 really reflected what changes need to take place in 2020. In fact, 2019 felt like a big download of information that I need to share and teach with you guys in 2020, which is kind of why I wanted to kick 2020 off with my new program, Make It Happen 2020. It's pretty much a download of all the information that came to me through 2019. And that's where these four foundational pillars of manifestation kind of grew from. So again, if you're keen to check out that program, there's a link in the show notes or head to jordanalevine.com/make it happen 2020. So let's chat about the energy of 2020. So there's a big shift happening in 2020 and we need to start preparing for it today. So whenever you're listening to this podcast, that is the day you start preparing for this shift in energy. And it is going to kick off with this solar eclipse and Capricorn new moon on Boxing Day. So be ready for that. And like I said, it's actually going to be so advantageous. So don't fear it, but there will be a heightened energy that sweeps through. So 2020 is a 4-year. Yeah. So it's a universal 4-year. It's all about the solar plexus and coming into your power. It's the year of vision and accomplishment. So getting super clear on what you want and the practical action steps you need to take to accomplish it. 4 represents order, responsibility, home, family, physical reality, and practicality. It's the number of getting shit done. It's the number of achieving. So if we have a look back at the last few years, we had 2018. It was the year of building, restructuring, and manifestation. It was also the year of getting grounded, laying the foundations, being okay with setting up some stability first. Then in 2019, we came into the year of embracing creativity, exploring our own authenticity, playing around with self-expression, and of course, like I mentioned, self-awareness. Now that we're moving into 2020, it is the year of focus, vision, accomplishment, and dream building. So making your dreams a reality. Now that you've laid the foundations that you did in 2018, you found the self-awareness that needed to be found in 2019, Now it's time to make your dreams a reality. All that intention setting and smashing through limiting beliefs that you've been doing throughout the year is paving the way for big things in your life. So let us recap. 2020, it's about vision, getting clear on that vision. It's about practicality, taking practical steps. It's about focus, particularly on self-awareness, and it's about taking action towards your dreams, building those dreams. It's exciting, right? It's going to be a big, exciting year. I just want to thank everybody for a beautiful 2019. It's been such a pleasure transforming this podcast into Lunar Lover from the Inspired Table. I hope you've been able to really gain some valuable insight from these Lunar Lover episodes and have found ways to work with the energy of the moon that supports you and enhances your experience on Earth. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to take a screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon and next year, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.